I want to teach you how to pray now with a father. When he came to me and he said, I want to teach you the lily's grace. So I started introducing it Sunday. I didn't fully understand what I was introducing. I was just introducing the encounter with the lily's grace. And because I was asking the Lord to clothe, he said, it's the Father that will clothe you with this. It's the Father. Wait till you get to the Father. And I go into the Father and he began to speak to me about the lily's grace. And I now understand the whole progression of why the Lord set this up the way he did. Why he wants us to pray the way he did. You know how difficult it is to exchange the kingdom of God in an earthly situation? The kingdom is so far different than the earth. When we try to pray in the earth, you're asking God to move through earthly systems, second heaven interference, through you and your stuff and our issues and all the stuff. It makes it job very hard to transfer something through. God would much rather us move into his jurisdiction. Amen. Move into his operation or his kingdom or his glory, his peace, his rest, his love. Everything the Father does is by love. The problem is the world is bankrupt of love. It's just bankrupt, and you're asking a God of love to transact with you in the earth that's bankrupt of love. You got to go where love is. Amen? Because the Father only transacts in love. I had no idea how joyful it is to pray and believe and receive from God. And how interested he is in you. And how interested he is in answered prayer. Amen. And so we talked about this Sunday. This is coming right out of the same chapter, Lord's Prayer. He talks about the Lord's Prayer. We talked about that entering the door, getting in position. You can go to Matthew 6 if you want. I want to share that one verse. I want to get back into this a little bit of some of the things he's showing me. And he said, now when you pray, enter your closet. And when you've shut the door, pray to your Father, which what? Is in secret or is in that secret place that inner sanctuary you entered into, or that storehouse. That word means storehouse. He goes, pray to the Father that's there. And notice what he says, very importantly. He says, and your Father, say your Father, which sees you in the secret, shall reward thee openly. Is the Father seeing you? Well, the Father sees all things. But he was very specific here. He says, the Father that seeth you in the secret place. The eyes of the Lord go to and fro the whole earth. I understand that. But when you're praying, are you praying before his eyes in the secret place? Because the Father that sees you there, now you're in position to transact with him. Now you're in the position to know him. You get that far up into him, you're going to know his love. The Lord's going to reveal his great love to you. When he reveals the great love to you, then you're going to know how much he loves you and how much he wants to bless you and how much he wants to bless the world and how much he wants to save the world. How much he wants to bless the church. How much he wants to bless your generations. God can't help himself. How do you know that? Because I'm swimming in a sea of it right now. I'm swimming in a daily sea. I've never, ever had anything like this. I mean, when I used to go to be loved to the Father, I'd be loved. I'm getting loved in the exchange. Does that make sense to you? He's loving me with my request. When God answers your request, when God the Father answers your request, you know what he does? He showers you with his love. It's full of his love. It's full of his compassion. It's full of him. It's continuous. You're getting a continuous flow with him. It's glorious. Prayer was never designed to be what it is. Prayer was designed to be full. It was designed for worship. And it was designed for kingdom exchange. And all of it was done under glory and love. It was never supposed to be dry. That's what the enemies made. It was supposed to be full. Say full. And we're supposed to get answers. Now here's the glorious thing. Because he started introducing me to this. I like to use the word sparrow. It's interpreted raven, but he calls it the fowls of the air. I like the sparrow. Say the sparrow's blessing. He's talking about the sparrow's blessing and the lily's grace. Say the lily's grace. And I started reading about this, and I shared this Sunday and shared it Tuesday, shared it today, probably share it the next 3 weeks. Praise the Lord, because it keeps growing. I am in love with a lily right now. I see it the way God sees it. I dwell in the midst of his understanding and his love for creation. It's the most glorious thing ever. I'm like, God, I never knew I'd be in love with a flower. That's Anna's favorite flower, by the way, but I never knew that I'd be so in love with that lily. And he said, consider the bird of the air. They neither sow nor reap, and they don't lay up. Now, what he's talking about there is they're an agriculture society. They didn't go out and sow the field, reap from the field, and lay up in the barn. Modern day terminology, the bird of the air doesn't get to go to work, get a paycheck, have a bank account. He doesn't get to engage in any kind of commerce the way we do for our needs to be met. Amen. Yet, say yet, your heavenly Father feedeth him. When he first started showing me, I didn't fully get it because I had a lot of questions about, okay, but surely you're not telling us to go sit on a couch somewhere. As well, okay, I'm going to consider the bird. Here I am, God. I don't have to go do that. I don't have to work. Let everybody else go to work. Praise the Lord. You're just going to feed me. You will go hungry. Somebody got to bring you a bag of groceries. Because he wasn't talking about, and Carlos got this. He said, you know, we need to stop reading the Bible through earthly eyes and start reading it through the eyes of the kingdom. Because God was giving a natural illustration on some way the kingdom works. Say the kingdom. He said, consider the lily. Think about this lily for a moment. It neither toils nor spins. Wow. It doesn't toil, spin, labor, or travail. And yet not Solomon, all of his wealth and all of his glory in the earth was arrayed like one of them. Not one of them. Say one of them. And I'm thinking, wow. So think about this. He said, consider the lily. It's secure in who I call it a her. She's secure in who she is. She's not running around trying to be somebody else. Like Joshua's not trying to be the pansy. You know, the pansy flower. How many of you want to be the pansy or the lily? The lily is secure. She's sitting in the field. She not want to be anybody else. She's totally secure in who she is. She's not even blooming yet. She's in the water. She's got her roots in the ground. She's in the sun. She's not toiling or spinning, but she's going to bloom. She's going to release and bloom where she's planted. Totally secure in her environment. Not toiling, not spinning, not in agitation. I'm wondering if I'm going to bloom. I'm wondering if I'm going to bloom. She just rests. Say rest. In the Father's design for who she was. You're designed to be a son and daughter. Now, all of these things, the birds of the air, what the Father showed me is that these were heavenly principles that he was trying to share with you how the kingdom works. He says, you've got to divide. Okay, you see this aisle right here? Sorry for the guys on the left side. This is the earth. And this is the kingdom. Those on the kingdom side, rejoice. So what we do is we. So God has a lot of ways to provide for us. He's got a lot of ways because you're not going to just start instantly transacting with the Father in the highest seat, but he wants you to transact with him in the highest seat. So there's a lot of ways that God blesses us. He'll bless you with your occupation. He'll bless you with your vocation. He'll bless you with a gift upon your life. He'll bless you with a word of knowledge. You can have a word of knowledge and move and word of wisdom, word of knowledge. He'll bless you through the laws of giving, receiving. He'll bless you through somebody else's blessing. Somebody have an anointing and you get caught up into that blessing and all of a sudden it gets on you. Amen. And it's all designed for the blessing of the Lord to bless your life. But then that's God coming to us. Amen. That's God helping us out. Then you got the kingdom over here. Say the kingdom. Now here's where we miss it, because we get over in the kingdom and we're here in the kingdom. The kingdom operates by 100% different laws. Everything in the kingdom is so different than it is over here in Chuck's land. And Pastor LaRue's land is so different than Pastor Chuck's land. So the earth, sorry, Chuck, and say the kingdom. So what we try to do is we try to take all these things we learned in the earth that's all worked for us before. We try to bring it over here to the kingdom and bring it into the Father. Amen. And it kind of works like this. Father, I have this awesome opportunity over here. Father, I'm involved in this over here. Father, I ask you to bless what you're doing over there. And God said, I already do that. I'm already done that. But what you're doing is trying to take my kingdom and tie my unlimited kingdom down to your earthly operations. You see that? And so our prayers are a constant chaining effect to what we're doing in the earth. And so when we pray to the Father, we're always wanting to direct him. Say direct. I want you to do this and this and this so I can be this, this, and this. You see how you do it? Because we're wanting God to get involved with what we're doing. Amen? And God is wanting us to get involved with what he's doing. And what he's doing is far greater than what we're doing. And the way he sees things is far greater than what we see. But if we bring the things that govern the earth into things that govern heaven, you're going to chain him. And you're going to limit him to only what you're doing. And I've been doing that for years. Directing heaven on what I think's best. Amen. And there's some big carrots over here. I'm not kidding you. Some big stuff that the world system comes at you with. Big carrots. Say big carrots. God, all I need is just one of those carrots and we're fine. See, you're negotiating with heaven. See how that works? So when you're going before the Father, we're in kingdom now. We're in the kingdom over here. What he's saying is, now don't misunderstand that scripture. Don't sit in the earth and say, okay, God, I'm not going to sow or reap or gather up, and you're going to feed me and bless me and multiply me. I actually tried to do that in my early days. It doesn't work. Don't try it. I've already tried that. You're going to need a lot. You're going to become an instant liability in the kingdom of God if you do that. Because just because you do some kind of action in the earth, that doesn't bring heaven down. Heaven transacts in heaven. You can write that down. Your little action here in the earth is not going to release heaven. He wasn't talking about doing that in this earthly situation. He's saying now, when you're praying before your Father and the Father sees you in secret and you're getting ready to transact with him and you're getting ready for kingdom to come and you're getting ready for kingdom to transfer, thy will be done on the earth over there as it is here. And God said, okay, you want to know how it is here? Yes, because this is what we do. We bless you with all spiritual blessings here. This is your storehouse. This is the land of Christ. All of your inheritance is over here in the kingdom. But here's how we do it in the kingdom. In the kingdom, we don't sow, we don't reap, we don't lay up. We're in the kingdom now. We're not back in the earth yet. We don't sow or reap. Consider the birth. Before you receive from your Father, when you're in the presence of the Father, understand something. You're not going to receive from him in his presence the way you're receiving in the earth. Do you understand that? Because in the kingdom, you're not sowing and reaping and laying up, because in the kingdom, it's already been laid up for you. So in the kingdom, consider the birds of the air. When you're transacting with the Father, you're not transacting the way you transact in the earth. Separate the two operations. Because when you transact with the Father, he said, consider the bird of the air. He's going to feed you apart from that whole system out there. Meaning what? What does that mean? I'm over here in the earth. I got a paycheck. I got a job. I get paid twice a month. Hallelujah. Ever say hallelujah? But I got this huge vision over here in the earth, and my paycheck is not near what my vision is. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. To all of Christianity, here's a clue. Your vision will never be financed by you. It'll always be greater than what you're doing. It'll all be greater than what you're involved with. Your circumstance most of the time will be greater than your ability to fix it. Amen? So your circumstance will be greater than your ability to fix it in the earth. Amen? So we need God. Amen? So we bring God, we got all our stuff over here. We got all this vision over here in the earth. So we go into heaven. We're always trying to contract with God about our stuff in the earth. And God said, listen, I know what's going on in the earth. Breathe on it, God. Fix it, God. Help me, God. God said, you've been wrapped up in the earth all your life. If you keep doing this, you're going to chain me to your stuff. Because whatever you bind the kingdom to in the earth is going to get bound in heaven. You keep binding me. You're saying, he goes, detach. When you're with me, my kingdom doesn't work like the earth. When you're in the earth, work in the earth. When you're in the kingdom, work by the laws that govern the kingdom. Everyone say amen. When you get back in the earth, you got to get up. You got to go to work. What God will do if you learn to transact, he'll change what's going on here. But you just go try to change what's going on here without learning to transact with him, you're going to be in more trouble. But when you get past this line, right past where Chuck is, and you get right here over to where I'm at, when you get over here where the grace is, say the grace, he goes, listen, stop doing things over here the way you do them over there. He says, my ways over here are higher than your ways. You keep tying me to your ways. God, I've done this. Stop tying me to your stuff. I've got something over here that you don't have. Hello. I got something over here that's way beyond what you have over here. We do things differently over here. I know what you're doing over there. Keep doing what you're doing. But when you're with me, don't do that. When you're in the earth, do the stuff that's involved in the earth. When you're in heavenly places, do the stuff that's involved with the heavenly places. Stop reading my words with your earthly mind. And start meditating my word on a kingdom mindset. He said, but in my kingdom, consider the sparrow. Look, you're going to come to receive from me as the Father. You don't sow and reap here before the Father. You don't work, get a paycheck, and store up. It's already stored up for you. It's an inexhaustible heavenly storehouse. It's been done. It's a place called finished. Amen. And now consider the lily over here. The lily doesn't toil or spin. In my kingdom, you're not going to receive by toiling, laboring, and spinning. In my kingdom, you're not going to engage in commerce of the earth. You're going to engage with the Father. So you're going to engage with the Father. You're going to have to learn the grace of the lily. The lily sits in security of who she is. The lily receives the elements of her environment. If you're planted in heavenly places, you're going to receive of the rich nutrients. You're going to receive of the living water. You're going to receive of the Father's light. You're going to receive. You're going to be a professional receiver in my kingdom. You're not going to sit here and toil and, God, help me! Help me, God, over there! You're bringing the earth to heaven! So we don't do that. Surrender that. In heaven, we rest. In heaven, we're still. In heaven, you're overshadowed by pure grace. Consider the lily. She does not toil or spin in order to bloom. You're not going to bloom by toiling or spinning. You're not going to bloom in heaven, and you're not going to increase by what you're doing in the earth. I know what your operation is over here, but I want another one over. I got a new one for you over here. So break the chain between the two and let me teach you how to receive from the Father above. Be anxious for nothing over here. That's why you're going to need your mediator. You're going to need your high priest. You got to go through the door. Go in the throne of grace. You got to get in the rest. See, your high priest is going to prepare you for transaction with the Father. The rest prepares you. Why? He that what? Entereth into the Lord's rest. Cease from what all? He goes over here. Now get this. We freely give you. Over here, you freely receive. Over here, we freely give you what you can't do in your jurisdiction for 50 years. We freely give it to you. Oh, by the way, over here, what's so big over here, this huge mountain you're facing. This is why operating in faith in the earth. It's because you're always in the elements of the earth. I did this when I did this 11-month stand of poverty. For 11 months, I just faced all of these mountains constantly and confessed and confessed and confessed. And it finally moved, but it was such hard work. Because everything's big over here. All my troubles is large, but when I'm with the Father, all my mountains are small. Over here, what I'm believing for is huge. It's in the realm of the impossible. But over here with the Father, when I'm in His love and I'm in His glory, I'm in His grace, that great big thing over the earth, see, it's a different perspective because I'm in the glory, I'm in the light and the love. It doesn't matter over here, it takes me 50 years to pay for. Over here, it's already paid for. But if I try to take the laws that govern the earth's operation and bring them into heaven's operation, I'm going to bind heaven. God said, rule number one, we don't do things the way the earth does it. Rule number two, we change the earth. You're going to have to receive freely. Oh, that's a hard concept. That's a hard concept. So he said like this, go to Matthew 17. When he started sharing this with me, before he started having me transact with him, and he gave me a transaction assignment, before he gave me this transaction assignment, he had me loose. He took me through a process of loosing the world system. It took me a week to get untied. I'm like, oh, the knots. This is why it has something to do with the relationship, my friends. I understand now prayer was never designed to be truly effective in this jurisdiction. Not this kind of prayer. Not transaction with the kingdom. It was all designed to be in love and glory, grace and rest, where God could talk to you and show you what the problem is. In His light, you'll see what the problem is. Because there's wisdom in here. And he showed me all these changes. He goes, now listen, you've been trying to get me to do things in your system. Engage in your commerce over there and fulfill all those big carrots over there for you. So you can have a big carrot and then you never have to come pray to me again. But what I want to do is give you something over here that would take you 50 years to pay for over there. But I'm going to give it to you freely. But I'm going to give it to you in the light and the glory and the presence. But I'm going to give it to you out of my Son's heavenly bank account. I'm going to give it out of His trust account. Out of the riches and glory where you've been blessed with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. I want you to learn to transact with me in love. I'm going to show you how much I love you when I give it to you. When the world gives it to you, it's coming with strings attached. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds what? No sorrow. Now this works with everything. I'm just using financial asset transference right now because that's what he's talking to me about right now is asset transference. Amen. Now when I'm receiving from the Father, he says, you're going to have to receive by the lily's grace. We're not going to toil and spin for that. We're not going to sow and reap. We're not going to do anything the world does over there. You're just going to receive. I don't know how to do that. You don't know how because you hadn't been loved yet. When you get loved by the Father, it makes it a lot easier where He is to receive from Him. Amen. Now watch this scripture and see if it doesn't make some sense to you. The kingdom of God is going to bust your noggin. You can write that down. The kingdom of God is going to bust your noggin. What does that mean? That's a Texas slang for renewing your mind. You're going to have to renew your mind. God's going to have to teach you how the kingdom works. He's going to shift us into the lily's grace. He's going to shift us into the sparrow. Think about the sparrow. The Father's feeding it freely, freely. He's not even getting the engaging commerce. He doesn't get a paycheck. Now put yourself in the sparrow's position. What happens when it's time for you to feed you and all your young, your family, and you don't have a paycheck? What do you do? What happens if you lost your job today and you had little sparrows you got to feed and you got mama sparrow and you got a 6'3" sparrow, my son, and you got my daughter and you got all this family. And this, imagine if the paycheck stopped, what would you do? In the earthly jurisdiction, panic. What am I going to do? 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 He said, but even in the earth, God would feed that sparrow. How much more over here now? Over here, will He not feed you? Because God feeds us freely in the heavenly jurisdiction.
Stop taking the earthly laws into the heaven. You're going to have the Word of God divide that for you. Because if the Word don't divide, you're going to get intertwined. And as long as you're intertwined, you're binding the kingdom to your systems. And as long as we bind the kingdom to our system, we're going to get the same result. And you don't know what you do because you've had 20 years of praying. And every time you prayed, you took in a big chain and said, okay, Father, do this over here. Another rope, do this over here. And you've tied the kingdom down to all your stuff. Now the kingdom has to come and operate with you. Does that make sense? Instead of the way it likes to operate here in an unlimited fashion. God's got to loose that stuff. All right, Matthew, you with Matthew now? Now the Holy Ghost and the Lord Jesus, your mediator, is going to help you big with this. Especially when it comes time for answer prayer. And God doesn't have you pray small things. He goes, ask and your Father will give it to you. And the Lord said, I will do it. Once he gives it to you, I'll do it. But he's got to give it to you. And he says, ask that your joy may be full. So if my joy is going to be full, say full. It's not going to be something small. He's going to give me something that's full desire of my heart. It's amazing. The Lord started with me one of the greatest desires of my heart. That's how he started me. I didn't even choose to start like this. He started with me with it. He said, I want you to receive from the Father. Oh, I got it. I got it. It's here now. Because you're going to have to get a transfer from the Father. The Father deals in riches and glory. The Father deals in the name of Jesus. The Lord's the one that does the manifesting with the Holy Ghost. It's the Father that's granting you. It's the Father you got to receive out of the name. You got to receive out of the heavenly trust where he put it all. He's going to transfer it by way of love. It's going to give you dunamis creative provision. Dunamis creative substance. He's going to fill your spirit up with substance from heaven. It's going to integrate with that promise you've got in your word. It's going to be full of his love. And you're going to have these measures called dunamis. And these measures called his word. And these measures called his love. And these three measures are going to get full in your heart. And faith's going to leaven them. And they say, consider the lily. Say, consider the lily. She's not toiling or spinning over here. Yet she's going to bloom. That's what I said to Father. You know what? In here, we don't toil or spin. But I'm going to bloom. Say, I'm going to bloom. I'm going to open. What's inside me is going to open. It's going to open without my effort. I'm going to sit in one place like the lily. I'm going to be planted in living water, planted in heavenly places. I got your light. I have your love. And what's inside me is going to open. And when I open, what's that? That's manifestation. Amen. Say, open, Lord. Could you imagine the lily in a state of frenzy every day? I wonder if I'm going to bloom. I wonder if I'm going to bloom. I wonder if I'm going to bloom. Or why that lily being over there looking at the pine tree over there? What can that be in the tall pine tree over there? That beautiful oak tree, and I'm sitting up here in this water. What can that be in that? What could it be up there? I could have been way up there. See, the lily is secure in who she is. Because not even Solomon, all of her glory, is arrayed, say arrayed, like one of them. Amen. You're going to find the lily's rest, the lily's grace. Oh, every day I get in there, I'm like, oh, it's glorious. It's a glorious place. And God, okay, I'm going to close with this. Matthew 18. He was trying to get this over to the rich young ruler. I'll exhort it. So verse 1, Matthew 18. At the same time, the disciples said unto Jesus, you ought to read what happened in 17, but that's another time. About the tax collecting, and Jesus showed how to pay taxes by going fishing. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Now we're always reading this word like kingdom of heaven, afterlife. Always, we're always putting kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven out there after we're dead. But Jesus is always representing kingdom of heaven on the earth. Amen. So they're asking, who's greatest in the kingdom? Because they're fighting about one another. There's 12 of them. They're all talking about how great they are. And here's what the Lord says. Now follow me. And Jesus he didn't call a child. What did he do? He called a what? Hello. What did he call? So Jesus called this little child unto him. He set him in the midst. was he a little child? Say little child. So a little child would be what? 3, 4, maybe 5. Okay. And he said, I say unto you, except you be converted, that's been born again, and, say and, become like this 5-year-old. You shall not enter. That word enter is isarkomea. It's the same one of enter into the door. It's jurisdictional transfer. You shall not partake in the jurisdictional transfer of the kingdom of heaven. For whosoever there shall humble himself as this 5-year-old, the same as the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. He's not talking about rolling on the floor and acting like a 5-year-old. But what is a 5-year-old? Number one, the last thing a 5-year-old, to my knowledge, does is engage, is in sowing, reaping, and laying up in a bank account. It's not time for the 5-year-old to go to work yet. Not time for him to get a paycheck. Not time to go to the labor force, right? He's not toying or spinning about what he's going to eat. That 5-year-old is 100% dependent on who? Parent. That 5-year-old is not going to go down the street and get back on its own. That 5-year-old that can't go a mile from the house and get back. That 5-year-old doesn't know how to put food on the table. Not his responsibility. Now understand, he's talking about the kingdom now. We have a responsibility of earthly operations and doing what we do. Even if you don't like what you're doing. I don't want to get a raise of hands of people that are presently employed in a place that they don't like. There's a lot of people doing what they don't like to do. Now, heaven is going to change that. But you can't go changing that with your own stuff. But if you'll learn to transact with heaven while you're doing what you're doing, heaven will override what you're doing. But you're going to have to get into heaven. And over here in heavenly places, in the kingdom, in the Father's house, he's going to freely give you. You got to humble yourself like a little child. Say, Father, I don't know how to come in or go out. Here with you, Father, it's not based on what I do. Receiving from you is not based on toil. It's not based on spinning. It's not based on my labor. It's not based on what I do. Stop chaining the Father to what you're doing. Let the Father provide for you the way he wants to provide. Let the Father do for you the way he wants to do. Stop taking your earthly operation into heaven. Detach those chains. God, something got far greater for you. Amen? When you're receiving the Father, you receive from him like a little child receives from the family. You're 100% depending on the receiving from him. God, I just 100% receive from the grace. 100% receive. I don't base any of this on toiling or spinning. Here's another thing. I don't base it on the circumstances I'm in over there. I only base receiving from you where I am from your goodness, from your grace, from your glory. I freely receive, Father. I freely receive what I've asked from you. And you get in receiving mode based on being what? A son. Say son. Not based on the stuff. That's why you got to go to get Father to love you so you can get rid of the insecurity and the fear and all that so you can know that you're content. In being the lily, I'm just content in who I am. Now I freely receive so I can bloom. Amen? See the difference? Got to become like a little child, get 100% dependent, get detached from your operation. Stop putting all those cords between you and the earth and all your stuff. Unload all that. Come into the Father and receive based on his grace. Receive based on his love. Receive based on his goodness and his mercy. Because you'll find his mercy so everlasting. You'll get a different image of the Father when you're receiving from him over here than trying to receive from him over here. Because we're trying to receive from the Father here in a jurisdiction that's clouded. There's a lot of issues in this jurisdiction, this world system we're trying to receive. And so we develop a mindset of what the Father's doing or not doing based on what we're receiving and not receiving out of this jurisdiction. And we develop a lot of doctrines about God that are not true. Because we're discerning, well, why didn't he answer my prayer? I'm over here. Do you know what I'm doing, God? Do you understand all the stuff I'm involved in? Can't you see my heart? All these things. And you're trying to work all this out. And Father God's saying, you're not in the right place. If you'll come over in the LaRue section and understand who I am, he's nothing but love. He's pure love. He's pure grace. He's generous. He has you on your heart more than you do. He has your welfare on your heart. He has your children. He has your life and your generosity. He cares deeply. And when you get smothered in his love and you get clothed and you're starting to receive from him over here based nothing about the earth, just based over here, that's a hard concept to get over, by the way, that your Father will freely give you what you got to work for over there. That's why you got to humble yourself, become like a little child. Amen. So Rich Young Ruler, right? He's already got all his stuff. He's young. He's wealthy. He got it all by the world. He comes to the Lord. And he said, what must I do to enter the kingdom of God? He goes, you know, I'll keep it. He said, I've done all these things. He goes, oh, you want to follow me? Okay. He goes, if you want to follow me into my kingdom, because if you want to follow me, I'm going to lead you further than just the earth. I'm going to lead you to my Father. We're going to do things different than you do over here. So just give all you have away. Give it to the poor. You'll have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me and I'll show you how we really do it. Wait, hold on, Lord, hold on. Look, you know, I didn't bargain for that. And then he said, how richly can a rich man, how hardly can a rich man what? Enter the kingdom. Easier for the camel to go through the eye of the needle than the rich man to unload his own stuff. You know why? It's too easy. If you'll get this, you'll understand God. You'll understand the scripture, blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom. It's too easy for him to partake in this system. He's got it down. What do I need God for? I just need salvation. I don't need to be transacted with the Father. I've got it. I know how to do it. And God said, you fool of a man. I can make you 1,000 times more than you are. And I could have brought you into the Father. And I could have taught you true apostolic finance from above. And you could have funded the entire New Testament church. Instead, I had to take that grace and put it on the Macedonians. Because he missed it. He couldn't let go and let the Lord apostle him. Because what's going to happen in your jurisdiction is not going to happen in mine. We're not going to do it the way you do it, but we're going to do it much greater. Amen. The kingdom of heaven he was talking about entering into was not salvation. He was talking about entering into the operation of the kingdom. He couldn't get in there. Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom. Now let me tell you something before I close here. When you get engaged over in this system and the things that used to work for you ain't working for you no more. And you had a big happy life over here. Everything about this system eventually is going to get tested and tried. People don't understand that it can be on easy street, and everything. Then the test comes in. You're not guaranteed anything of what you build on in this system over here. It can be here today and gone tomorrow. But if you come over here and get it from Father God, listen to me very carefully. What you get from here that comes to that system, when it ends up and lands in the earth, the enemy could try it all day long. He can never touch it because it didn't originate from the earth. It wasn't born out of the earth. It was born out of heaven, and it'll stand the test of any trial. And what God will build cannot be taken down. That's the difference. So sometimes when your life gets shaken, sometimes your life can get shaken because God's allowing the foundations to get shaken to show you what's built on him and what's not built on him. Don't fall apart if things around you are falling apart. Every time this church goes through a season of shaking, it's making it stronger and stronger. It's making us stronger and stronger, getting us more seated in the kingdom. I thank God for our training. because our training moved us into this place. It moved us into a place where we cannot be shaken. But I don't care what the thief does on this side. He can't touch this side. Isn't that glorious? Allow the trial to move you to the Father and not to fear. Allow the trial to move you into the ways of the kingdom and not more of your own stuff trying to fix it. Allow the Father to get you out of this system. What he's trying to tell you with your shakings is that it's not going to stand the test of the last days. Move out and move into mine. Amen. Let me show you how to transact. And when we transact here, it'll end up coming to the earth. When it comes to the earth, the enemy cannot move it. Isn't that glorious? Let's give God glory. Hallelujah! We are going to be some kind of, and we're only talking about asset transference right now. We're going to be talking about transference of power soon. Raw creative powers coming from the same Father. I'm so loving it.
I had two really good Lily scripture verses, and one is from 1 Kings 7:21-22. And it talked about the two pillars that were in front of Solomon's temple. And Pastor Lou said that those two pillars represented the king priest anointing. One was called Jachin and one was called Boaz. And it said, Hiram set up the pillars in the temple's entrance hall. He set up the pillar, one on the right, and named it Jachin. He establishes, which is governmental. Then he set up the pillar on the left and named it Boaz. In him is strength. Wow. There were lily shaped or lily capitals on top of the pillars.
Do you understand that? That was the entrance to the room of governments. And those pillars, that entrance into the room of the governmental operation, was capped by the lily's grace. He says, you come into the room of birthing, the room of governments, by the lily's grace.
And so, you know, that's a mind, that's the head, and if it's capped with that, it's almost like a crown at the top. And those were the main pillars, two pillars for the temple. And everyone that went through the temple would have to go through that. And so I just thought that was really cool. And then the other verse is Hosea 14:5, and it says, I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like a lily. Like a cedar of Lebanon, he will send down his roots. When you have the dew of heaven just rest upon you, then you just will blossom. When you have God upon you, he says, you'll blossom like a lily. And if you were to go finally in Song of Solomon, you'd probably find about 6-7 verses that have to do with lilies. He browses among the lilies. He calls himself a lily. He loves to dwell in the place, the resting place, the place of the lilies, the place where they're not toiling and spinning, because he's a God of peace. He's a God of rest. He does his work from a position of rest.
Isn't that glorious? Oh, man, that's powerful. Let's all stand. I'm just going to pray the lily's grace on you. When you get into the Father and start receiving the lily's grace, dew of heaven comes on you, see? If you get with him, you'll see how awesome he is. Quit trying to figure him out in the earth. That's what messes people up. They're too earthly, and they're trying to figure out the Father, and they get a wrong perception of him. You get heavenly, I'm telling you, you get people that dwell in the heaven, they got a good perspective of the Father because they're with him. But people that dwell on the earth and they get all religious, they mess the Father up something big. Amen? Thank you, Father, for the glorious grace. Teach us to sit with you in that place of glorious grace, glorious stillness. If it be of this lily's grace, it will never be of the earthworks. It's by the lily's grace. Clothe us, Father, with the dew of heaven. Clothe us with the love and the dew that causes us to bloom. We're going to bloom in this season, Father. We're all going to bloom. Our colleagues, this promise is going to bloom, Father.
28 years of toil, it's going to bloom. Without toil, without spinning, without labor, it's going to bloom with your dew, Father. It's going to bloom in this glorious rest. It's going to bloom in the rest. The blessed grace, I'm a sparrow in you, Father. I don't sow, reap, or gather up. I don't have any fear. There's no lack here. In you, Father, I don't have to toil or spin. I just receive. I receive because you made me to receive. I'm made in your image to receive. I'm a little child. 100% dependent on what you give me today. What you give me, Father. What you grant all of us. Grant us the dew of heaven. The grace. I hear the Father saying, there's so much grace. There's so many things that he wants to give to this generation. The unlimited, inexhaustible supply of the riches of his grace, of the riches of his glory, power, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessings. We receive the grace. Father, let us be clothed in grace all the week long, and the lilies do, and the lilies grace. It's so beautiful. We love you with all of our heart. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Follow hard after God till you find his softness.